98 FM's Dublin Talks. Live. Weekday mornings from 10 with Adrian Kennedy.
Never miss a podcast. Just hit subscribe.
One of the things that we are advised to do during this time is to get out within our 5 kilometres, get exercise on any day that it's not raining, or even if it is raining, get out for a walk and, you know, see around your local area, get fit, get healthy, everything else. And one lady who actually did exactly that, out for a walk, is a lady from Balbriggan. And she ended up fighting off 3 hooded teenagers who laughed as they lunged at her with a knife and sliced her leg with a blade in what was a terrifying attack that happened in Balbriggan. Emma joins me on the line to tell me a little bit more about this story. Emma, good morning to you.
Good morning, Jeremy. How are you?
How are you today?
I'm not too bad. I'm a bit sore and kind of not sleeping great since it happened. But other than that, I'm okay. I'm just glad I got out the other side.
Okay. Tell me what happened.
I was, as usual, Friday night, going for my walk. I have a little girl with severe special needs, so she gets her medication. And I got ready and went out for my walk at 6 o'clock. I walked through a walkway into a car park. Had my earphones in, having a little party in my head. And I felt a thud on the back of my head and I was pushed to the ground and I was literally just kicked and punched and the blades just kept coming at me and got me on my leg. I actually put my hand up to defend my face where the blade was coming towards and it managed to get my jacket rather than my face. So I was very, very lucky in that sense. I just kept kicking and I knocked one of the youths to the ground, and with that the young lad with the blade said, "Run, blood," and they ran off. And I got up and I ran the opposite direction, and a lovely old man was on the phone to the guards, and that was it then. And yeah, and I was just
Tell me exactly where this happened.
This is down near Bat Road in the car park at the football club.
Okay, yeah, I know it well. And
yeah.
When was it?
It was at 9 minutes past 6 p.m. on Friday night.
9 minutes past six.
Yeah.
On Friday night.
Yeah.
So there you were, just out for your, doing the only thing we're able to do at the moment, which is to go for a stroll and get a bit of exercise, whatever. And describe these, there was 3 of them, was there?
There was 3, yeah. I was down with the guards last night giving another statement, because since Friday, kind of, I've remembered a little bit more. But one of the lads with the knife, I know he was a black man. He had the knife and he was wearing grey, very dark grey tracksuit bottoms and a black jacket. Another fella was wearing all black with a North Face jacket, and the other fella was wearing all black with a pair of Air Force One white runners.
Right, okay. That's
that's kind of the only description I really have of them, unfortunately. I couldn't say what they looked like. They had their face covered. They weren't really, the only thing that they said was "run, blood" at the end. It was kind of all this kind of, I don't know how you'd say it. It was like kind of skit kind of
gang slang almost.
Yeah. 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 And they were just kind of, they just thought it was hilarious. I think it was.
And how old were they?
I'd say between 16 and 20 is what we're kind of the age range we're going for at the moment. They were young lads, young enough anyway, but not young enough because they had quite deep voices and stuff like that, you know.
And do you have any... one of the things I never do, I have to be honest with you, Emma, is for the very reason that you don't know who's around you, especially when it's dark, I never walk with headphones in.
You see, I usually don't, you know, that kind of way.
Yeah.
I usually even have one in and one out, you know, that kind of way when I'm walking. But whatever it is, like I've been walking that route for years, do you know, like I walked down there with my kids, do you know, that kind of way. So I didn't think I was in danger at all, do you know, that kind of way. And the young lads in the tunnel, do you know, it's kind of a well-known area for young lads to be hanging around. And they were always so mannerly and they'd move out of your way and say hello to you. And so I really genuinely didn't think anything like this was going to happen, or especially to me when I was out walking on my own. I just think it's a disgrace, and I'm just glad that I was able to fight back, and it wasn't a young girl that was maybe a lot younger than me and maybe wouldn't be able to fight back.
Do you have any idea, Emma, thinking about the whole thing, were they trying to rob you? Did they rob you?
I had cigarettes, I had my phone, and I had €20 in my jacket pocket, and they didn't attempt or ask for it or didn't attempt to take my phone or anything. It was just, as soon as they just seemed to just be out just to for a bit of fun, or it was a dare, or I don't know what they were doing, but they didn't try and rob me. They didn't ask me for anything. You know, I was offering the money to leave me alone. I was screaming at them to leave me alone. But it just seemed to be more for a laugh, which is the more sickening part.
That is more sickening. That actually is more sickening. That if there was some motivation that they were robbing money or robbing phones or whatever, you'd say, okay, that's what they were doing. But this just was a random attack for nothing.
Yeah, for nothing. And they came up from behind me, so I didn't hear them coming, didn't see them coming. And before I knew it, I was on the ground, and there was just feet and hands and a blade coming at me constantly. It didn't last that long. I couldn't tell you how long it actually lasted. It felt like ages, but it wasn't that long, because with the guards and all were there by 20 past 6, you know, that kind of way, and it happened at 9 minutes past 6. So it was quite quick, but in the time that they managed to get me on the ground, they did a lot of damage.
So you're black and blue all over.
Yeah, I literally have a footprint on my face.
Oh my God.
I have two lumps on the back of my head. I have a slash from the blade on my right leg. I have a little wound on my arm from where the knife kind of didn't, my jacket saved me from the knife at that point, but I have bruises all over my legs, my side, my back. My arms are kind of quite cut a bit, where I was kind of more defending myself. My arms are quite bruised.
And I believe your daughter was meant to go for the walk with you, but didn't.
She was, yeah. No, she was. I was literally after just making the dinner up, and I said, you want to have it when you come home, or you come for a walk with me, or what are you doing? She's like a teenager, so trying to make up her mind is possible. And she said, oh no, Ma, I think she liked the smell of our dinner coming out of the oven, so she's like, no, I'll stay here. So thankfully, because I'm only 6 foot, and my daughter is 10, and she's not like a normal 10-year-old. She's nearly the height of me. So I dread to think that they, you know what I mean, if she did come with me, they probably thought she was just another young girl and not my daughter, another child. So I'm very lucky, and I'm just so grateful that she didn't come with me that night.
So once again, this was at 9 minutes past six last Friday evening in Balbriggan. What part of the town again?
It's near the car park at the end of Bat Road.
Yes. And a lot of people walk around there. I've walked around there myself. And you were saying that this has put you off going for a walk on your own again.
Well, yeah, for now, even on Saturday, the day after it happened, I only live around the corner from the local shop, and it was about 7:30, and I said I was going around to get me cigarettes, and I went out the front door, got to the top of the driveway, and just felt it hit in my stomach, just a real nervous hit in my stomach, and I didn't want to walk around to the garage, do you know that kind of way? So I came back in, and my partner went around instead. I just stayed at home. I think I will be okay to go out. I will walk out on my own. I'm not letting these three thugs get the better of me and make me fear to go for a walk in my own town. I won't let them get the better of me that way. I am nervous. I am, you know, kind of has shocked me a lot.
And sadly, it's just the latest example of the life people are experiencing in Balbriggan specifically. And
yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah. And we just keep hearing bad news stories coming out of Balbriggan. Were you nervous before that?
I would have been cautious, and in a kind of way, obviously with a lot of the kind of gang violence that's kind of gone on in the area, and they're kind of going around in groups, you know, that kind of way. So I would be cautious around the town, and kind of when a couple of weeks before Christmas, there was kind of a lot going on, and like I couldn't let my kids out onto the road. Do you know that kind of, it was just too dangerous. There was just gangs of them everywhere. It's not safe. I work, you know, kind of way as a cleaner in a local shopping centre here in Balbriggan, and you see it every day up there. Even, you know, the kind of way they're coming in and they're causing trouble, and they're going again. They're fighting in the underground car parks and meeting up with each other to fight with each other and stuff like that. So it's like, it's everywhere, really. It's sad to see the town go such a way. I do a lot of community work and charity work and stuff and fundraising work for the town, and it's just sad to see it kind of going this way, because it really is a lovely town, and the community is so nice, especially when things are needed, like families in need and stuff like that. They're really, really good for coming together in this town. But at the moment,
because it's not just a bad town. It's actually a nice.
It's really not. No, it's
a nice
town.
Lovely beach, lovely harbour, great for going for walks. But now, after what happened to you, you're now terrified to go for a walk.
Yeah, I'd say I'd be pretty terrified to be going for a walk. It'd probably take me a long time to kind of build up the courage to kind of go out on my own again. Mm. Like, I won't be going out I won't be walking in the dark anymore.
No.
You know, that kind of way, for my own safety and for anybody else that's listening, to don't go out walking on your own. Make sure you have someone with you. Don't wear your earphones. If anyone jumps you, try and fight back. Because I'd rather think if I didn't, what could have happened?
Yeah, well, I mean, you said that you're glad you were wearing a heavy jacket, which took the impact of you perhaps being even more seriously injured. But the mind-boggling part about this story is there are groups of lads that will just beat the crap out of somebody for nothing,
for
absolutely
no
nothing, from
for
behind,
laugh, really.
For a laugh, yeah.
Yeah.
That is just, it's shocking. It really is. I'm terribly sorry to hear that's happened to you, Emma. As I said already, I love walking around that part of Balbriggan. I've often, before the 5K thing, I would hop in the car with the dogs and head off to Balbriggan and walk around the harbour and the beach, and I love it out there.
It's a lovely area.
But, hopefully. Do you know if there's any CCTV, or how are the Gardaí getting on with their investigation?
They've been patrolling the areas, and I've got a bit more Garda presence, which is kind of hopefully good to see, and it'll hopefully stay with more Garda presence in the area in the evenings and stuff like that. So I'm hoping it will make a change in somewhat, but the Garda are looking into it. They're taking it very seriously. I was down there again last night giving statements, and they were taking my clothes and stuff that I was wearing, my jacket and stuff. They have not made any arrests as of yet, so it's a long shot. They did say to me that there is no CCTV footage down in that area.
It's an awful pity, yeah.
And
these guys probably know that. That's the really...
That's exactly why. They know where they're going. They know where to be standing and selling their baggies and stuff, like, you know. So they're not stupid. They're clever young lads.
Mm. As somebody just texted in a second ago, attacking a woman with a knife from behind is the lowest of the low. And it is. It is. Well, attacking anybody from behind with a knife is the lowest of the low. I just can't get my head around being attacked for nothing, for absolutely nothing, just because. And like we said, had they robbed your phone or robbed your money or robbed your cigarettes, you'd say, okay, but that was what they were looking for. This makes no sense at all. It really doesn't.
No, it is. That's what's really turned my stomach about it all. Like, it's just, I feel sick constantly, because they were laughing. Like, I was screaming, like, pleading for my life, thinking I was never going to get home to see my kids again. Do you know that kind of way? And for them to be just laughing like that was just, it's not nice. It's not a nice feeling, especially when I was on the ground really fighting for my life, and for them to be laughing at me was just, I can't, there's no words to describe.
No, there are no words. There really, really aren't. And I know an awful lot of people who live in Balbriggan, and as I said, I'm there regularly myself. This happened on Friday evening at... in Balbriggan at Bath Road. Just be careful if you are in the area. As you said yourself, Emma, don't walk with headphones on, because you've no idea what's surrounding you. I used to do it. I used to love walking with headphones on, and I don't anymore for some... And nothing has happened to me. I don't like that feeling of not knowing who's around me. I'm really sorry to hear that that has happened to you, and I hope that, and I know the Gardaí are investigating it, I hope they manage to find the guys responsible, because people like that need to be taken out of circulation. It is not good enough that people don't feel safe going for a walk in their own area.
And then for parents as well to be keeping an extra special eye on their young kids and young teenagers when they're going outside them doors, so that they don't have blades and stuff on them.
Absolutely. And as a matter of interest, you say there was three of them, only one of them had a knife, or did more?
Yes, one of them had a knife, yeah.
Well, I'm glad, firstly, that you weren't more seriously injured than you could have potentially been, Emma. I hope you make a speedy recovery and get over it, but I could see how that would leave you shaken for a long time. I really can. That's just horrific.
As the papers are telling me, I'm a tough cookie, so I'll be okay. I'll be all right. They're not going to get the better of me. I'm not going to let them. So
good for you.
Hopefully they'll be caught and hopefully there'll be more Garda presence in the town, and hopefully we can kind of try and put a bit of a stop to it and get the community back to somewhat way of the way it was.
Good to talk to you, Emma, and I wish you well and a speedy recovery to you. And just, it's good to have people alert to the fact that this happened on Friday evening, only 3 days ago, just after dark, 6:10 in the evening at Bath Road in Balbriggan. Emma, thank you for sharing that with us, and the best of luck to you. Thank you. All right, there you go. That is Emma. And that, like I said, it's just, I despair when people can't even go for a bloody walk without something like that happening to them. Anyway, thank you very much indeed to Emma for talking to us. This is 98 FM.
98 FM's Dublin Talks. Weekdays from 10 a.m.